Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Chulin, and we are up to Perak Bey's Mishnah Tess. Ein shachtin lo l'toch yamim v'lo l'toch naharos. You're not allowed to shecht into yamim or naharos, because it looks like you're bringing it as a korban to the sea or to the river. V'lo l'toch kelim, also not into kelim, because it looks like you're collecting the dam in order to put it on some mizbeach level d'zara. Avol shochetu l'toch uga shel mayim. But you're allowed to shecht into a pool of water, because once it's mixed with water, no one's going to use it for avol d'zara. And if you're on a boat, you're allowed to shecht on top of kelim, on the reverse side of kelim that are flipped over, so that it will drain off of the side of the kelim and go right into the ocean, because you just don't want the blood all over the boat that you're going to be stuck on. You're not allowed to shecht into a hole at all, but you're allowed to make a hole in your house, and so that the blood will be able to go into that hole, just not directly. It's got to like drain in. Uvashuklo yasakein, you're not allowed to do that in the shuk shelo yechakes aminim, so that it's not going to be seen as a chizik to the apikorsim, meaning even in an indirect area, because people will, meaning why are you so nervous about getting the street dirty? The street is not your business. Elamai, people are going to think that you're gathering the blood for some level of avodah zarah. Mishnah Yod, Hashochet L'Shem Olav, someone shechts a chulin animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and he has in mind that it's a carbon olav. L'Shem Zvachim, he has in mind that it should be a carbon shlamim, L'Shem Hashem Talui, or Hashem Talui, L'Shem Pesach, L'Shem Toda, or a carbon Pesach, or a carbon Toda, Shechitasa B'sula, the Shechita is pasul mit Rabbanan. You're not allowed to eat from that Shechita, because you might think that it was an actual behemoth kachim that was shechted. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher, the behemoth is not kachim, so what difference does it make that he had a machshava that it should count as a carbon? It obviously doesn't. If two people are holding on a knife and they shecht, and let's assume shechting the shame any of these carbonos is a psul, echel the shame echel mikalelu, and one of the two people has one of these machshavas vechel the shame dover kosher, and the other one does not, so shechitasim psula, the shechita is still going to be possible. Now hashochet the shame chatos, if someone shechts the shame of carbon chatos, the shame hashem vaday, the shame bechor, the shame mais, L'shem Tmura, what these carbonos have in common is that they can never be brought as in a dava. These are only carbonos that can be brought when you are chayiv to do them. Then shechitas ukshir. Then everyone's going to agree that the shechita is kasher, because no one's going to think that this is an actual carbon, since the person's not chayiv to do it. Anything that could technically be brought as a neder and a dava, when you have that type of carbon in mind, it's going to be aser. But if it's not something that could be brought as a Nadava, then when you have that in mind, then it's going to be kosher. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tess, we said that you can't shecht into seas and rivers or kelim, because it looks like you're doing for avodah zarah, but as long as it goes into a body of water, that's fine. And if you're shechting on a boat, you could shecht over the bottom side of the kli, so that it will just drip down into the ocean. You're not allowed to shecht into a hole, but you're allowed to have a hole in your house where the shechita blood drains into. And in public, you're not even allowed to do that. Mishnah Yud, we said that if you shecht l'shem a carbon that could technically be brought as a nedava, it's a machlokes tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, the shechita is possible or kasher. If you hold it's possible, then even one of the two people doing the shechita having such a machshava will be enough to possible it. If you do a shechita having in mind on a chulin animal outside the Beis Hamikdash, having in mind that it should be for a carbon that cannot be brought by neder or nedava, then the shechita is for sure going to be kasher. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph.